Right, we're actually still in the sheets from last week, what I called disposing chametz A. So we were introduced last week to the machlokas, the mission between Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether hatashbis, whether hashbasa has to be done dafke through burning, or you can destroy it in any other means as well. And Yehuda says it requires sreifa, ein bir chametz el sreifa. And as a result, we then came to the machlokas. When does Rabbi Yehuda actually require that? We said that was a machlokas Rashi Menatam. When does Rabbi Yehuda insist on that position? Actually, two diametrically opposed view. One says dafka after the zman, okay, and one says dafka before the zman. So, okay, that was the machlokas. Last time we tied it into a question of the status of chametz, that relationship with Nosar. That was last week. So the question is now begin to look at who do we paskin like? Who is the halacha like? Okay, like whom is the halacha? So we're up to, in the sheets from last week, I called it disposing of chametz A. Okay, disposing of chametz A. So there we have a machlokas as to who we paskin like. Okay, now give me 1 second while I just find the material here. Okay, let's find what we're up to. Just 1 second. Yeah. All right. Just give me 1 second. Let's get this. I don't have the right sheets. Again, should have the sheets now. Okay. Yeah. So it should be number 16, actually. Okay. Number 16 on the sheet still from last week. Okay. So there, if you take a look at source number 16, Tosus in Pesachim, here in our Masechta, in our Perek, later in the Perek, on the Chav Zayinud Beis, Tosus says, Ein Birach El Chametz El Asreifa, which is Shita Behuda. Tosus says, Nira the Halacha Ke Behuda. Apparently, the Halacha is like a Behuda. Why? The Sosam Latana Kavos, say the Perek Basu, the Tmura. There is what we call a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah means when we have a Mishnah where a statement is made and there's no machlokas. It's called Stam Mishnah. Right, there doesn't seem to be any dispute about it. So Tosus points out, and we'll see this Mishnah later, Bez Hashem, but the Tosus points out that in the end of Maseches Temura, much later in Maseches Temura, towards the very end, on the Aflamed Gimel or Bezian, we'll see that Mishnah later, Bez Hashem. If you have the fourth sheet, you can look at it now if you want, but it's a little complicated, so let's not go over to it now. We'll get it in a second. In 1 second. So, but Tosa says there's a Stam Mishnah in the last part of Tomorrow, which assumes that Chometz must be destroyed by the mechanism of Sreifa Dafka. And since there's a Stam Mishnah, we usually pass it like a Stam Mishnah. There's no machlokas over there. So we follow that Mishnah. Therefore, the halacha is like a Behuda, so claims Tosa. Rashi over there in Tomorrow. I'm sorry, the Mishnah over there in Tomorrow. I just quoted the relevant section. It's a little longer than that. But all we need is what I quoted here in 17. That's what I was referring to. The Mishnah says in Tmur Lamed Gimel Beis, "Be'elu hein hanisrafin." These are things that have to be burnt. Chametz v'Pesach yisarif. So there you have it. And there's no argument over there. The Chametz don't come and say, "Well, no, we can do it any other way." Okay. Now again, that Mishnah, that's only a very small part of the Mishnah. It lists a whole bunch of different things. Okay. But one thing it lists is chametz. So chametz on Pesach, the Mishnah says, "Meforsh in Tmur, you have to burn." Okay, and Rashi there in Tmur on Lamed Gimel Beis says in 18, Chometz v'Pesach v'Psachim in our Masechta, it's Mefarish Tana Perakol Shod the Gemara Lemi Nosar. We discussed last week. We learned it out from the Dinim of Nosar. Correct. So therefore, Tosus is of the opinion that we must paskin like a Behuda, and that's what we follow because there was a Stam Mishnah in accordance with his view over there in Maseches Tmur. We look in the Rosh here in our Perak in Psachim in the beginning of our Perak in Perak Beis Simin Gimel, source 19. The Rosh says, "V'Rashi pasuk kabihuda." Rashi also seems to pasuk like a Behuda. Mishum the sosam lantana kavase perakbasa the mura the chashiv chometz beklal kolonis rough. And the same reason it seems that Rashi also pasuks that way. Okay. He's probably referring to that Rashi in Tamura, maybe to a different Rashi. Rashi also seems to hold that way because of this Stam Mishnah in Tamura that lists chametz among things that have to be burnt. Okay. And then he deals with something in the Gemara of the Behuda Nano Shaskindo, he tells on Dibra Atzmo. Even though the Gemara in one place looks like there was a question against the Behuda, he had no answer, but it's okay. Bechain Pasak Besefer HaMitzvos. Okay, so too in the Sefer HaMitzvos, referring to the Smag, Bechain Pasuk Harava Barceloni, various other Rishonim, and they bring a raya from somewhere else. The heavy raya mid the Omar Rova Lael and Daf Hey and Alif Shmami no Ain Bir Chometz Elas Reifa. Hey, there's a Gemara on Daf Hey also, which says that we must burn chametz. So various different places in Temura, in here in Pesachim, seem to indicate the halachas like Behuda. So therefore, we have a whole collection of Rishonim who assume, therefore, the halachas like Behuda and chametz must dafka be burned on Erev Pesach. However, the Rosh continues, full disclosure, again, this is the Rosh in Perek Beis and Gimel, the Gaonim pasku kachachamim. But the Gaonim, who came before the Rishonim, the earlier authorities, they paskin like the Chachamim, that Hashposa b'chol davar, you can destroy the Chametz if you like. B'chein kasa bala iter zal, that's also one of the Rishonim, the bala iter, okay. B'chein kasa rabbeinu Yona zal, so there are other prominent authorities who paskin the other way. What do they do with the fact, the Raya of Tosas, the Raya of the Rosh Brain brought that there was a Stam Mishnah in Temura. The Imishum Stam of the Temura, Kaimel on his important rule, betray Mesichta's Ein Seder. Okay? Even though the Mishnah in Temura is later in the order of Shas, Pesachim is long before Temura. Right? Pesachim is here towards the beginning of Moed, and Temura is in Kachim, okay, towards the end of Kachim. So Pesachim is much earlier. So then I would think, look, you know, here in Pesachim, it's a machlokas, the Behuda and then the Chachamim. But in Temura, which is later, it's not a machlokas. That sounds like it was resolved, and the Lachlak Temura. But the Rosh here presents a view that you cannot bring Raya's cross Mesichtas. Within one Mesichta, you can say that if there's a later Mishnah one way, a later Stam Mishnah, an earlier machlokas, okay, then we can say, well, obviously they resolved the question later on because in each particular Mesichta, the Seder of the Mishnayos matters. But across two different Mesichtas, even though in the list of Mesichtas and Shas, Temur is later than Pesachim, it doesn't matter. That's no Raya. They said it's no Raya. And therefore, we go back to the regular rule, which is what? V'imkein halacha kirabim. We're familiar with that rule, right? Yochid v'rabim. Halacha kirabim. Okay, I mean, have a machokas, we hudin the chachamim. So mistam with halacha is like the chachamim. I mean, all right, they want to bring a Raya from Stam Mishnah the other way. Good. But the other chachamim, these Gaonim and the Rabbeinu Yona and others, will say not so. They'll say no. There's no raya from the mission in Temura, and we have the usual call of Yochid Rabbim, Alochik Rabbim. So you look at the riff from Sachem Daf Hem Beis in the page. The riff 20 says Kvar Pasuk Rav Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but the Ran on the riff there in Pesachim, Divamaschal Chachom Omrim 21, the Lesa of Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Bir Chometz Elas Reifa, the Yochid V'Rab, Malachi Kirabim, the Ran also says Mefurish, Halal Yochid V'Rab, Malachi Kirabim, Afo Pi, Shabitosis, Pasku, Kimoso, Midisosam, Latana, Kavos, Pesach, Tzvur, Shumor Chometz, Bichlal, Yisrafim, even though there's a Stam Mishnah in Temura, okay, it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily have to pass in that way, certainly doesn't override the rule of Malachi Kirabim, of Yochid. Okay, everyone with me? Comes the Rambam, and also Paskins like the Chachamim. Perek Gimel of Hilchus Chomet Matal Hachid Alf 22. Keitzad Bir Chomet Sorfo Opor Vizor Luach Ozor Kalayam. In other words, the Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim. Lav Dafka that has to be burnt. You can go ahead and chop, you know, grind it up and throw it into the wind and throw it into the ocean and wherever else. That's how the Rambam Paskins. Okay, so now we have very number of prominent authorities saying the halachas like the Chachamim, Yochid Rab Malacha Kirabim. The tour, in Ilchus Pesach, and Rechaim Sim Tov Mem Hey, presents Machokas 23. Ruda Omer Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa, Rashi Posa Kabose, Bechain Besever Mitzvah. On the other hand, Ragonim Posku Chachamim, Dom Mefar Vizor Leruach, O Matalayam. Pirish Gami Far Kashizu Koyam, but Osha Gam Sham, I have to chop it up for a different issue. We talk about that, we'll see. Bechain Kas Ramazal, Ubalitur. And then he says, "V'afri b'huda lo kamar dafka sreifa ela shalom b'shas biru." Go back to talk about last week. Even Rabbi Yehuda himself did not insist on burning, other than b'shas biru. I'm sorry, shalom b'shas biru. He quotes first. B'shas biru hashos hashpasos b'chol dover. Upirish Rashi. What does that mean? That was the machlok to talk about last week, right? Upirish Rashi. Shalom b'shas biru hushos shishis. Ozu dafka b'sreifa, v'shas biru is mekar v'elech. Rabbeinu Tam says the other way around. Rabbeinu Tam, to review a little chazar we talked about last week. Right? Everyone remember this from last week? Right? Rabbeinu Tam, pirish ibcha, shas biru hu shas shishis, because that's the time most people burn the chametz. So ozu hashpasu b'chol dover, v'mishom v'elech dafka b'sreifa. Fi zeh, afilu Rabbi Yehuda ain't tzarech l'sorfo, sherov olam evarim kod himself sheish. It comes out, says a two interesting thing. This isn't a big machlokas. We just severely, certainly according to Rabbeinu Tam, we've considerably limited this machlokas. because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time Rabbi Yehuda himself insists upon burning Sreifa Dafka, the way Rabbi Tam learns, okay, is Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro, meaning after the time that people normally burn a chametz, in the afternoon. Again, we discussed last week that parallel to Nosar, however else we explained it. But that's a very important point he's making, because most people, let's be honest, we know that most people make sure to burn their chametz, but, you know, you get a announcement in the shul, the chametz has to be burned by 11:46, or whatever time it is that particular day. Everybody's careful to burn it by then, right? So the truth of the matter is, at that point in time, according to Ben Tam, Yehuda still agrees that Ashpasa b'chol dover. And that's when people do it. So lemaisa, the machokas, and for most people, under most normal situations, not such a big machokas, the chachamim, and the Yehuda agree. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tov Mem Hei Sif Aleph, how do we paskin 24? Keitzad b'yirchomet, sorfo, o fororo, v'zor l'ruach, o zor kol yam. Also paskins like Rabbi, like the chachamim, you can burn it, or you can grind it up and throw it out in the wind, throw it into the ocean. Okay, another we paskin like the chachamim, but the Ramo adds hagor v'aminig l'sorfo. The minig is still the burn. As you know, we tend to burn our chametz, right? The minig still, it's a minig. We don't paskin like a Yehuda, it's required. Okay, at any time, but the minig is like is to burn it. The Mishnah Berurah explains they've gotten involved. Okay, 25. The choshesh and ledas haposkim sheposkim Rabbi Yehuda. We're choshesh for the poskim who hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The chatchila, right? We try and burn it. The Amar ain bir chometz tell us reifa. The alfina minosa should be reifa. And he says v'haminig hazeh, this minig which the Ramor refers to is afilim sorfer is maharoi, even at a time where Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't insist on it. It's going to be a time, right? Even in that earlier time slot when we normally burn our chametz, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't insist on burning. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the minig, this minig applies afilim sorfer is maharoi the high number sof shah hey kiminageno. If you found chametz later on or on Pesach itself. Every once in a while, a person finds chametz on Pesach. You find a drawer somewhere, you forgot to look, or you know, you found something in the closet. So then certainly have to burn it. So the preference is to burn it for sure, to find it on Pesach. Just as a side point, that's what I mentioned today. This question comes up. I get this question as a rabbi. Not that infrequently, you know, there's always somebody who finds something on Pesach, right? By mistake, you forgot to check this drawer, you forgot to look in that closet, and lo and behold, I found this chametz on Pesach. And not a yantav, a chalamayit. Whatever yantav, you can't burn it. But a chalamayit, what do I do with it? So truth of the matter is, today that we sell our chametz, probably you shouldn't destroy it, because it really belongs to the goy. Okay, because usually in the documents that we use to sell the chametz to a non-Jew, we write, I'm selling my chametz, which is located in, and it's supposed to list where you're located, but not everybody remembers everything. So the document actually says where you're located, and especially in the following locations, but really means anywhere in the house. So that's a whole discussion. I'm just throwing it out for your thinking that actually, if you find chametz on Pesach in your house, even if it was not in the cabinet or the cupboard where you put your stuff, or the attic or the basement, wherever you keep your stuff, your garage, and sell to the non-Jew, but the stomach was included in what you sold to the non-Jew, and you wouldn't be allowed to burn it because it's not yours. Right? That's a side point. So I just want to finish up this unit with an interesting point made by the Tzlach. Okay, the Tzlach was written. It's written by the author of the Noda Behuda, Chuvas Noda Behuda, Rabbi Cheska Levi Landau of Prague, in the late 1700s. Okay, so the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, writes like this. He says the Tzlach notes for the 26th. It's a long piece, but I'm just showing you part of it. And other Achronim say this also. Okay, what about Bittul Chometz? I don't know what you guys are up to in Shir, okay? But you know, you learned that you can do bittul chametz, right? That if you nullify your ownership, then it's also not yours, right? So where does that fit into the mix? That's what the tzlach. That's what Huda's bothered by. This tzlach is not an ardaf. It's in daf chav zanim bey zivul maskel lo motza etzim. Okay, so we know there's such a thing called bittul chametz, right? Bittul means you nullify your ownership of the chametz. You declare that it's not mine. Right? It's not mine. And the rule on Pesach is that you only violate by your by your matzeh on chametz that belongs to you. It's, somebody comes to my house on Pesach to fix something, or he's a gardener, or someone comes to do something in the house on chalamayit, that's allowed on chalamayit, and he brings his sandwich with him. Am I violating by your matzeh? So no, it's not mine. He brings his lunch bag in. He has a little bag with lunch. because I mean, I don't think I'd let him eat in my kitchen, you know, with a piece of thick of stuff. But, you know, he has a little bag with some bread in it. It's in my house right now. Here it is, right on my table. He puts his lunch pail down. Okay. That's, I'm not in any violation whatsoever. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. In fact, as we said in the past, right? We all have chametz in our house on Pesach, right? Meaning all the stuff we put away and sold to the non-Jew. It's in our house, but doesn't belong to me. You only violate by our boy Matzah. I think we spoke about that the first week. You only violate by our boy Matzah on Shalchoya Torah. It belongs to you. But if it belongs to somebody else, is okay. So that's what Bittul does. Bittul basically clears that it's not mine. So the Tzlach wonders, he says, Omani, very interesting statement. Shagam Ladas Rashi and Kochocha, the Af Bittul Moel, Hainulatz, he says, you know, doesn't that seem to prove, doesn't the fact that we can recite the mitzvah tashbis by bittul, okay, doesn't that show that you don't have to burn it? Right? It turns out, after all is said and done, you don't have to burn it, because after all, bittul works. Right? Bittul works. Bittul is belave. You make a verbal declaration of what's in your mind, what's in your heart. So. If that works, so that shows that Taka Halacha must be like the Chachamim. Hash Bosa B'chol Dover. However, you get rid of it, right? That's, you're not burning it when you do Bittul. And our meaning is after you're burning, you say Bittul. That goes on other stuff that you may not have found or you didn't burn, whatever the reason, you didn't know where it was or something. But again, if Bittul works, so that seems to be a proof that Hash Bosa B'chol Dover. No, so that's what the Tzlach is talking about here, and he says no. He says, because that which bittul works, look at the end of the first line of 26. Good to see it inside if you can. Hainu lahatzilo me iser ba yeroa, shekeven shebitlo eno shelo. What bittul accomplishes is it saves you from violating ba yeroa ba yimotze on Pesach proper. Is when you do bittul chametz on Erev Pesach, right, in the morning, that will mean any chametz that happens to be in your house on Pesach, like I just described, is not considered to be yours. That bittul suffices for. However, avol eino mekayim bebittul mitzvos asei dehashboso. That's what the Tzlach proposes. Another Achorim say the same thing. The Tzlach proposes that through bittul, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of bittul chametz, of hashbosos, of tashbisu, of getting rid of your chametz. Did I quote the whole pasuk? Maybe I had it at the very beginning, or I had it last week, okay, on the sheets, right? It's back in source 10. It says, ach, b'yom rishon, tashbisu se'or mivatechem. That's the mitzvah saseh. You have to dispose of all the chametz in your possession. Says the Tzlach, that will not be accomplished by bittul. For that, you actually have to physically destroy. Bittul will make it not yours in the sense that you will therefore not violate the lavin of Bayiro Bayimotse. But it doesn't mean you are Mekayim the mitzvahs asay of Tashbisu. You follow? That, you hear what the Tzlach is saying? Okay? Ain't no Mekayim the mitzvahs of Tashbisu. Okay? But after Rashi Kosel El Daftal Rebez, Dimashu Bittul Ba'alma, Dichsiv Tashbisu, Belo Ksiv Tivaru, Hashbosa Belev Hu Hashbosa. Near, so what about the fact that Rashi, Dalmud Beis, he quotes, I didn't print it again because he quotes it entirely. He says, Rashi writes, it says in the Pasuk Tashbisu, right? I just showed you the Pasuk. Ach Bar Masham Tashbisu. That's in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. It says, Ach Bar Masham Tashbisu. Doesn't say Tevaru. Doesn't say destroy. Doesn't say destroy. Tevaru means to destroy, to obliterate. Doesn't say that. It just says Tashbisu. So, and that seems to indicate that Hashbosa B'Leiv is Tashbisu. Then you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Says the Tzlach, no. Nira de la Rabbanon Kasav Rashi Kain. That's only according to Rabbanon. The Sfir Lehu Dubir Chomet B'Chol Dover. That's Alib de Rabbanon. Alib de Rabbanon will say Hashbosa B'Chol Dover. So B'Chol Dover also includes Hashbosa B'Leiv. Okay. That's the Pasuk like the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Taka wouldn't agree with that. Im Kain Hu Adin Bittul Gam Kain Hashbosa. Avol Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Huda, you're only Mekayim beer through the burning, no other means other than Srefa. Hachanami, Einamo, Bittul. Einam Mekayim, Mitzvah Tashbisu. You hear that? Mitzvah Tashbosu. Now, again, it's Tzlach emphasis. Afshe Bevadai Mo, Shishuv Lo Yeh, Mutal Olav, Mitzvah Tashbosu, Shreinu Shalom. Now, after the time has come, it's now Pesach. You don't have to get rid of that. It's not yours anymore. Once you do bittul, it's not yours. So if you come upon it on Pesach or whatever, you don't have to get rid of it because it's not yours, right? It made it not yours. Right? Okay, and by doing bittul, you're gonna blow the opportunity to become a mitzvah saseh. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. You become tashbisu. It doesn't say you won't violate the bayirah. Okay, anyway, that's the idea of the tzlach. All right. I just want to point, I'm not sure, I mean, you know, it's an interesting sort. What the Tzlach is saying, that bittul, that it works for Tashbisu, is only Alibud HaChachamim. That bittul, again, that it helps to prevent your violation of Ayurah by Motzei, that's for sure. That we agree. But are you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu? According to the Tzlach, that would only be the Chacham, not Behuda. Here? Anyone got it? You know what I'm saying? Clear? I just want to point out, and we'll finish, then we'll move on to the next batch, because it's really just a continuation. In 27, the Targum Unklus, on that Pasuk and Shmos, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tezvav, the Targum Unklus says, Shiva Yom, it says, and look how it says, Biram Biyoma Kadmo, Tevatlon Chamira. Chamira is Chametz, like we say, Kol Chamira Chamira, right? How does he translate the word Tashbisu? Tevatlon. Now, that would seem to indicate, at least to me, again, the Tzlach is the Tzlach, the Gedolei Achronim, the great, the Nodeb Yehuda was one of the, you know, titans among the Achronim. I mean, but it sounds a little like from Targum, or he may not pass like Targum Unklus, okay. But I'm just pointing out, it sounds to me, from the Targum Unklus, that Unklus is translating the word Tashbisu as Tevatlon, in which case you'd be hard-pressed to say that you're not Mekai in the Mitzvah Tashbisu Al-Yidei Bittul, when that's how he translates the word. Okay, and it's only Alibud HaChachamim, you know. So unless you want to argue that in Chachamim, maybe Unklus Paskin like the Chachamim, so that's why it works. But it's not necessarily a rejection of the Nodeb Yehuda, because the Nodeb Yehuda only said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't work through Tashbisu, but it could be, as we saw in Shulchan Aruch too, most people, or many people anyway, Paskin like the Chachamim. Once you Paskin the Chachamim, then Bittul, you know, is also a means of Ashpas V'chol Dover. Okay? So that concludes that. Let's move on to the next sheets, which is I labeled the next sheet, the supposed Chometz B. So it's the fourth set of these Maamar Chometz. So again, I'd like to look at now a more expanded view of the sheet of the Chachamim. So you have the sheets, all right, guys, you have it, right? So source number one, again, is the Mishnah we started with. I wasn't sure if we'd get up to this in time, but whatever. So we'll start now. Chaf Aleph Mad Aleph, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa, V'Chachamim Omrim, Af Mefarer V'Zor L'Ruach Omat L'Yam. Good. You can even grind it up and throw it into the wind or throw it into the water. Okay? Now take a look. As you know, I want you to think for a moment when you study Gemara. A lot of times the Gemara will quote, every Gemara starts with a Mishnah. And then the Gemara analyzes the first point of the Mishnah. And when they finish that, what do they usually do? The Gemara then quotes the next line from the Mishnah. They're going to talk about the next page or whatever it is, right? You know what I'm talking about? Right? The Gemara will always begin the next sugi with a citation from the next line. Well, you have to mute it. Tell me you muted it. I don't hear. But you know what I'm talking about, right? The Gemara will always quote a few lines, or a few words rather, right? So take a look here in our Gemara Pesachim, Chaf Chesem and Aleph. They're going to go on to discuss now the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Gemara in Chaf Chesem and Aleph quotes the line from the Mishnah that it's now going to analyze. And what does it say? B'chacham omri farer v'zorah v'chulei. What word is missing? What word is missing?
Af.
Af. Oh. See, our Mishnah said, Chachama Omrim, Af Mefara Vizor Luracho Matalayam. Even. Meaning what? You can burn it, and you can even, you know, throw it into the wind and into the water and so on. Where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah on Chav Chesam and Aleph, it just says, Chachama Omrim, Fara Vizor. Maybe the Chachama hold you can't burn it. That's interesting, right? Take a look in Source 3, the Rif. In Pesachim on Hayam and Beis, in the pages of the Rif, says the Mishnah, Kol Shah Shemutal Echel quotes our Mishnah, and lo and behold, look at the end of the Mishnah as the Rif quotes it. V'chachamim Ormim Mefarer V'zor L'Rocho Matalayam, again without the word Af. See that? And likewise, the Rosh in Perek Beis Simon Gimel 4 quotes the Mishnah, Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa, V'chachamim Mefarer V'zor L'Rocho Matalayam. Isn't that interesting? I mean, the Gemara itself, and two of the great Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, when they quote this sheet to the Chachamim, they say, not af mefar, af means also, not also or even, but just mefar. Okay, the Rambam we saw already, right? The Rambam, Hilchas Chomet Matzah Parag Gimel Loch Yud Aleph, we saw already, right? The Rambam writes, Kin 5, Kate said Bir Chomet, Sarfo, oh, Mefar Vizol Aruch, oh, Zor Kol Yom. So the Rambam would seem to have had the text of Af, because he's saying it's okay to burn it, or to grind it up and throw it to the wind, or to throw it to the ocean, right? The Rambam has, he includes burning. I'm just pointing out the Rif and the Rosh maybe hold that the Chachamim don't say don't burn it. Don't burn it. Okay, yeah.
What would the Chachamim say if you did burn it?
Well, I mean, again, I would say like this we said before. I would say that you did not get the mitzvah. You would take care of Bayer Rabbi Motzei, but perhaps wouldn't get the mitzvah Tashbisu, maybe.
You wouldn't be Yotzei Tashbisu if you completely destroyed it. You'd have to get rid of it.
We'll try and understand why. We'll try, but maybe we'll see
you
why.
You can understand that you weren't Yotzei the mitzvah Tashbisu. That's because it's gone. It's destroyed.
Right.
And Pesach, so you weren't Yotzei. But with the Chachamim, it's kind of hard to understand the other way around.
You're right. The only thing is that if we learn that the Chachamim understand Tashbisu to mean something Dafka, so you weren't Mekayin and Mitzvah. You got rid of your Chametz, it's true, but you weren't Mekayin and Mitzvah. Like, let's say I sell all my Chametz to a guy. You maybe weren't Mekayin and Mitzvah Tashbisu. It saves me from Bayer Rabbi Motzei. But that's a Chachamim. We'll try and see why. That's exactly what we're trying to analyze. Let's take a look in the tour. Okay, the tour. In the Siman Tov Mem Hey, we saw this also before. Again, it's a continuation. Rabbi Huda Omer Ein Bir Chometz El Sveifa Rashi Posek Avosachem. So we saw this just a few moments ago. And Vagonim Posku Chachomim De Amre Mefarer Rizol Areoch O Matil Ayom. And look what he says. I glossed over before on purpose, but now I'll read it. Mefarish Gam Yefarer Rizol. Well, I'm sorry. Kishizok Nevoshkan Shamshon. That's not a riot. Sorry, that's going on chopping it up. Okay. It's not clear, actually. The tour maybe is not as clear. I just thought it's saying something else. Because first he says, Mefar of Zol Ruch, not Af. He leaves out the word Af, and he says Gam, but the Gam is going something else. So it sounds like he's saying not Af. But then he writes, Ken Kos of Rambam. That's what confuses me. Ken Kos of Rambam. The Rambam says that you can do it through burning. So I'm not sure. But the interesting thing is as follows. And here's the question of what difference it makes. Okay? What if I did burn the chametz, and now there's ashes? There's ashes after you burn something. Am I allowed to use those ashes? We tend not to use ashes or too many things today, but actually ashes can be used to clean things, believe it or not. You know, the scrape stuff is hard. So, lehanos be'afro, to have hana from the afer, from the ashes, is that achar shesarfo? Is that mutter? Right, that's what the Torah is wondering now. I burnt my chametz. Good. Now, can I use the ashes? So says the Torah, that's tolei b'pluta b'yehuda b'rabbanan. That's part of the machlokah, another manifestation or another nafkamina in the machlokah b'yehuda b'rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda, shu b'sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the mitzvah is sreifa, then mutter. The kaimalon kol hanisrofen afron mutter. There has a rule that whenever the Torah requires you to burn something, once you've burned it, you've done the mitzvah you're supposed to do. You've done the mitzvah you're supposed to do. And now whatever's left, the ashes, you can do whatever you want with. Well, Rabbanon Osir, because there are other things which you're not supposed to burn, you're supposed to bury. The Chol HaNikborin Afron Osir. Okay, we're going to see where that comes from. That's that Sugyan Temura that I alluded to previously. Okay? Now, the Bach over there on that tour in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Mem Hei 7, the Bach says, Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chometz Ela Sreifa. And that's a Mishnah Reh Perish Kol Shoh. Upliga Chachamim Ba'amru, Af, notice he has Af for sure. Af, Mefar Vizor Leruch, Omat Elyam, Pirish. Vadai Sreifa Adif. Certainly Sreifa works, maybe better. Ela the Af, Mefar, have a beer. Behind because of Ramam, so far, poor was a real Rabbeinu Kitze Bezeh. So it's unclear what the tour meant. I mean, like I said before, it's not 100% what the tour meant. In the Shulchan Aruch, again, we saw this already too. Siman Tov Mem Hei Seif Aleph. Kate said, Bir Chomet, Sorfo, Por Rizol Ruch, Ozor Kal Yom. Again, definitely, it's Af, right? You can even burn it. Now look carefully at the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Hei Seif Gotten Aleph, Source 9. This will kick off this subject, which will start now, B'Shem, finish next week, B'Shem. Look at the Magen Avraham. B'Gemara Didan, in our Gemara, garsinan bechachamim omrim af mefarer vaday sreifa adif elad af. Af means even. This is better, but you can even do that, right? That's what even means. I can even do it this way. Meaning you should do it in manner X, but I can even do it in manner Y and Z, right? That's how the Mogan Ram understands, right? That's our version of the Commissioner, right? Back to source one. That's our af, right? Af mefarer dayo. That's what the Bach said, right? That's definitely how the Bach learned. Mogan Ram quotes the Bach. We just saw that in source seven. Okay? Look at the end again, the first line in source seven. Upligi in the Bach. Upligi chacham v'amri af mefarer v'zorol chumotam pirish v'adai srefa adif. It's as good or even better. El the af mefarer. Okay, good. However, it continues the Magen Avraham, as we just saw. Aval girsus harif, the harosh, is what? Bechachama mefarer. Mashma dafka mefarer. Bechain mefarer b'tura. That's what he considers the Torah saying. Okay? Shekasa d'arbonon havala minarik barin she'afram osir. Okay? Now, he refers now to a Mishnah in Temura. Utnan b'sof Temura. D'chol hanikbaron la yusufu d'gazrin and shemiyavo lehenas b'afram. All right, take a look. We'll come back to the Ram in a second. Look at source number 10. Here's the Mishnah in Temura. It's on Lamed Gimel and Beis, going over to Lamed Dal on our very end, the last Amud, last Daf in Temura. Okay, look what it says. Be'elu hain hanikbarin. These items, these are all asur hanoah. These items are supposed to be buried. What are they? Kodshim, shepili yipuru. If an animal's kodshim miscarried a vlad, again, we don't need to know all these details now. I didn't even print the Rashi, right? He peel a shilyat, he cover. Shilyat is a, you know, unformed fetus, okay? Bishor haniskal, right? The shore that gored, that killed three times, supposed to be executed. So shor haniskal, it is, it's executed. So you bury it. Eglarufa, right? You don't know about Eglarufa, right? The calf, they had a, you know, they found a dead body out in the wilderness someplace. And so you measure to the nearest town. They did a whole ceremony with Egla Rufa, cut off the head, bang the head of the Egla, bury it. Tzipore Mitzora, the birds used in the process of Taras HaMitzora, the two birds and so on. The Sear Nazir, when a Nazir finishes his period of Nazirus, he has to shave off his hair. So what do you do with the hair? You bury it. Okay. Upetar Chamor, other things, all these things. Also Basar B'cholov. By mistake, you cook meat and milk, you're supposed to bury it. Okay, v'chulin shenishkos ba'azora. Okay, you shechted a chulin animal in the azora. Rav Shimon argues about that. Fine. All right. Anyway, these are all things that have to be buried. All right, very nice. V'elu hein hanisrafin. These are isura hanaj. You got to burn. And the first one on the list is, like we said before, chametz bePesach. You saw it. Truma temeya. Truma temeya is truma became tummy, right? Orla, fruits of a tree in the first 3 years of the tree. Kilea Karim, right? You have a vineyard, you cross-planted vine and wheat or grain next to each other. Okay? Now it says, Es Shadarkon Lisrof Yisrof, Es Shadarkon Likover Yikover. When we say in this Mishnah burn, it means you must burn it. When we say in the Mishnah bury, you must bury. Okay? And that's all on the part of the Mishnah, Islam and Gimel Beis. The part that goes over, Lamed Dalet. And by the way, there's Rashi, I printed 11. One of them is Chometz to Pesach, and Rashi just says, like we saw that Rashi, already, B'Psachim, before his time, of Parakol Shah, the Gomer Levi Noser. Learn from Noser. Good. Okay. Anyway, on the part that continues in Lamed Daleth Aleph, the last part of 10, Kol HaNikbarin Lo Yisrafu, V'Chol HaNisrafim Lo Yikbaru, or Yisrafu Lo Yikaru, right? All things are supposed to be buried, you shouldn't burn. The things supposed to be burned, don't bury. If you want to burn the things, don't really, you know, by burying it, you're not really getting rid of it. You're just moving it away from people who's having access to it. Sreifa is even more, right? You actually obliterate the item. And let's just left with ashes. So Behuda says, if you want to be machmer and burn those things which are supposed to be buried, that's a matter of good. And no, amrulo ain't a mutola shamas. You can't change. Okay, you should not change it. And Rashi says on top of the next page, Dilma Asi Inish Vashkachlu, because things are supposed to be burnt, like chametz on Pesach, you can't bury it because maybe somebody will come across the guy's digging somewhere and maybe they'll find it, right? And let them eating it. So that's a problem. So that which is supposed to be burnt, you shouldn't bury because burning it gets rid of it entirely. burying it doesn't, it just covers it up with dirt. It puts it in a place where people don't access. And every once in a while, when people don't access, but somehow they get access, right? That could happen. So it could happen. Therefore, it says in Mishnah, kol nitzrafim lo yikburu. Don't bury the things supposed to be burned. The other way around, don't burn the things supposed to be buried. Rabbi Yehuda said you could, but we say not. And Tosis, I mean, not Tosis, the Rashi says, b'gemara forish taimo. Okay? Now, the Rabbeinu Gershom explains. Rabbeinu Gershom on the page there, you know, one of the early Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershom Mar Hagola, and some Mesichtas is printed on the side of the page. Other Mesichtas are Rabbeinu Chananel, sometimes Rabbeinu Gershom. So in Temura, we happen to have Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the page. Lamed Dalav and Aleph, right? Nikbarin, Osun Shadin Likover Im Sarfun. Those things, why not burn it? Burn it's even better than burying it, no? In terms of getting rid of it. No. He says, because those things you have to bury, if you burnt them, okay, Sarfon, Afron Osir, Hilchach Osir Shanashim, Sarfon, Unen and Afron. The halacha is that something which is burnt is supposed to be burnt. Once it is burned, you are allowed to, we're stricter, you got to burn it. But once you have burned it, you can benefit from the ashes that are left. Right? You can, however, the things that are supposed to be Nikbarin, you're supposed to remove them from accessibility, and you're not allowed to benefit from them. So, says Rabbeinu Gershom, that's Rashi, says B'Gemara Mefarsh, but Rabbeinu Gershom spells it out for us, and we'll see it in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom spells it out and says, no, that's why. The things that are supposed to be buried don't burn, because the rule by burning is it's mutter, it's mutter to use the afer, but the things that you are supposed to bury, it's also to use it. So mix people up. That's what it says. Hilchas says Rabbeinu Gershom, Hilchach also lishanos, Sheim haya sarfon hayunenim afron. Once you burn it, you think, oh, I can use the afer. That's not true. Kedekaimon nisrafim afron mutar. But these are not nisrafim; these are nikbarin. Therefore, keep them separate. Don't burn. Even though you might think, well, let me burn it because it's even better than burying. No, because it'll lead to confusion. It'll lead you to think you can use the ashes afterwards, like you can use the ashes of the things that have to be burned. You guys with me? Okay. One other point, and we'll come back, and we're going to run. We'll set up the question, and Bez Hashem, we'll return to it. Okay. The Gemara on that daf and tumur, Lama Dalam Alf says 14. Elohani Sofan Amar Mar Chometz Upesi Yisarif Sosam Latanak Bihudu Amar Ein Bir Chometz Elos Reifa. This is the Stam Mishnah that we spoke about last time, right, earlier. That's the Stam Mishnah. Sosam Latan, based upon which, as we saw previously, some Rishonim Paskin like Bihuda, because yeah, this is the Stam Mishnah. Because notice that there's no argument in this Mishnah on this point. Elohani Sofan Amar Chometz Upesi Yisarif. Right? Chametz Pesach has been burnt. There's no argument here. So this is the Stam Mishnah. Now come back to the Magen Avraham, back in Source 9. So the Magen Avraham says, right, obviously, this is like, based on what we just read, this Mishnah, which labels that Chametz has to be burnt, okay, is Aliba de Behuda, right, who says that Chametz has to be burnt. The Chachamim, evidently, who hold that you don't have to burn it, would hold Hashpas B'choldover. What would they say? Would they label the Chachamim, would they label Chametz in the Mishnah as being Elohein HaNisrafen? No. Because they say you don't have to burn it, right? The Mishnah, look at the words in the Mishnah again, okay, and in Source 10, right? That's the end of the second line. Source 10, on the Mishnah, Tamor Lama Gon Reis, Elohein HaNisrafen, Chametz B'Pesach Yisarif. Right, but that we just said in the Gemara, that's only according to Behuda, right? That Gemara in Source 14 said that's only according to Behuda. So the Chachamim would not list Chametz. Again, it's a Stam Mishnah, go to a different Masechta, right? We explained that before according to some Mishonim. So Chametz, according to Chachamim, would not be listed among the Nisrafim, right? So what would you have to do with it according to them? Bury it, get rid of it, right? Nikbarin. Get rid of it some other way, not Nisrafim. So now look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, and now you can actually even see further. Go back to the tour, okay? Go back to the tour. The important point after the three dots in the middle of the second line of the tour in six, it's in Tuf Mem Hey. The tour said, "Avalehanos be'afro achar shesarfu." Can you get Hanaf from the ashes? Well, that's Tali B'Pluk de Yehuda Rabbanan. That depends on the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda, Shu B'Sreifa, Rabbi Yehuda says Chametz must be burned. So we just said, Mutter, the Kaimelon, Kalan Yisrofen, Afron Mutter. Okay, anything which has to be burned, you can use the ashes after you did the mitzvah burning. But according to Rabbanan, also the chol anikbar and afron aser. So you see, the Torah says that the what it calls supposed to be linked, lumped together with the that the what it called are that the that the according to Rabbanan, chametz is among the nikbarim and the afer is aser. You follow? So now let's go back again to the Magen Avraham. B'chein, the second line of nine. Magen Avraham is in Tof Mem Hei Siv Katan Aleph. B'chein Mefurish B'tur Shekosav the Rabbanon Havalei Menek Baran Sharfon Oser. That's a big nafkin. It's a chumra now. Okay, they're not allowed to use the ashes or leftovers or crumbs after you crumple it up or whatever. Okay? Tanan b'sof t'mura d'chal nikbarim lo yisrifu d'gazrinan shema yavo lehanos b'afron. Because like we said before, something, now we begin to understand. Now we understand that shita and the riff and the rush. Not, you can also get rid of it some way, but they may hold dafka, don't burn it. You understand now? The chachamim may say not, you can burn it, you can crumple it up and you throw it in the ocean, whatever you want. No, dafka, don't burn it. Why? Because of this mishnah in Temura. Don't burn it because we just said in this mishnah something's supposed to be burned. Don't get rid of some other way. Because when you burn something, you're allowed to use the ashes afterwards. But other things, not. Okay, we'll have to understand why. Okay, but other things, not. So in Mela, now we're beginning to understand why those were shown him, the rift, the rush, okay? And some were shown him, don't use the word af. Because af implies you can burn it and you can also get rid of it some other way. But now we're seeing, no, dafka, don't burn it. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham is pointing out. Okay, he says that according to that girsa, he says the rift, the rush, that dafka, you have to not burn it. You have to get rid of it some other way. That's because they hold it's from the nikbarin, right? Again, the second line of nine, havelam nikbarin, sha'afron aser, utanam b'sof t'mur, the chol nikbarin lo yisrifu. Anything which is supposed to be buried or gotten rid of some other way is lo yisrifu. Don't burn it. The Gazrina and Shem Yavo, Lehanas Befron, were afraid we're going to use the Afer by mistake, because once you burn it, usually when you burn something, you can use the Afer afterwards, but not if it's Nikbarin. You hear the Magen Avraham. So now we understand that Shita better, right? And now, just to finish up, with Tema al Rambam. It's a big kash on the Rambam, he says. Sheposok Sheafro Oser. Okay, the Rambam Paskins, you're not allowed to use the ashes after you burn it. Okay? As we saw back in source 5, the Rambam says you can burn the chametz. If you don't have to, you can do it the other ways also. But he does use the word af. He says af, either or, right? So he says mutul sorfo. So wait a minute, that's a stira. If mutul sorfo, I thought we said something, we don't want you to burn it. We don't want you to burn it because then they're going to mix people up about the Afer. And the Rambam Paskin himself, over Sof Hilchas Psula Magdoshin, which I think I forgot to print, okay? But you'll take my word for it. Oh, I did print it, yeah, back later in 19. In the Sof Hilchas Psula Magdoshin, Pasak, the Chol Hanik Barin Lo Yisrafu. Sha'afal Pi, Shumachim Visrefosan, Hara Hekel Be'afran. Even though we're Machim to make you burn it, but we're Mako with the Afer. Sha'afranik Barin Osir. So that's a good kasha. Okay, according to the Rambam, who holds that you can burn the chametz, but yet he paskins something which is supposed to be buried should not be burned. So why does he hold you can burn it? You understand the kasha? So when Rambam gives it teretz, and we'll talk more about this next week, Hashem. The af efshar the hachi kamar lo yisrof linagbo din nisrofen liosnana ke'afron. But it's a little forced answer, but he said what he means is you shouldn't burn it and treat it like nisrofen, okay? That you can benefit from the ashes. Avlim rotzul l'sarfo shelo lehanas b'afro. But if you want, the Rambam says, if you want to burn it and just be careful not to use the ashes, then shari, then it's mutter, okay? Delo gazrin and shemi yahana b'afro by chometz. For one reason or another, then explain why we're not going to be machmir and a gzera. Maybe you'll come to use it by mistake. If it can't cause a maril, sorfo, recover, chum, and so on. You can burn it and then get rid of the ashes, burn the coals in the ashes. Okay? You know, obliterate. So anyway, that's what we'll talk about Bez Hashem next week. This kasher, the Magen Avraham, okay, and this business of Nisrofen and Nikborin, and we'll try and see what some of the other people have to answer that kasher. I hope, but I'll leave it with the kasher. Magen Avraham gave a teretz. To me, it's a little bit of a forced teretz. It doesn't really fit in with the words exactly, but he says, you know, what it means is don't burn it and treat it like Nisrofen. It means burn it and make sure you get rid of it. And for one reason or another, we'll see some reasons why they weren't gozer Shemi Hanabafro. Okay? So we'll stop over here. And hold on to sheets for next week. I think we'll finish these sheets, Mr. Next week we'll move on finally after that topic. Okay? Okay. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Abby.